Welcome to Tech Nation Health, reimagining the future of health and healthcare with the emergence of new technologies and breakthrough science. The World Health Organization reports that worldwide there are 180,000 deaths each year caused by burns, with well over 10 million burns requiring hospital and emergency room attention. Today on Tech Nation Health, we start our story in the ER of Johns Hopkins University Medical Center, in the burn unit, truly a humanly challenging place. Dr. Denver Lowe is the president and CEO of Polarity TE.
No, absolutely. It's a sad place to be. And, you know, what the sad part about it is that there's essentially one central problem that a lot of these patients need, and that's skin. And if you begin to actually get the patient's skin, their own skin, back on them, you can actually change the direction of their course or their outcome. You can really save someone's life by providing something as simple as skin back to them.
Now, what were you doing there and what are you doing here?
No, absolutely. That's a great question. So I was a physician in training in the Department of Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery at Johns Hopkins. It was an amazing place and I love it. And I've always wanted to maintain my relationship with them. They're a great hospital system and their burn unit is amazing. While I was there practicing, I began to realize that when I looked across these clinical fields, physicians were beginning to sort of reach a terminal velocity. And what I mean by that is you can only see so many patients at any given time. You can only throw so many stitches at any given moment. You can only see or treat a variety of patients in a burn unit with the amount of space that you have. And I began to think, look, no matter how hard I try, and if I try to use the technology that I had already sort of patented in a clinical setting, there would be restraints just naturally from being in academics and also from just sheer numbers and quantity. And so we were given the opportunity to actually go and start a public biotech company based off of our platform technology. And that was an opportunity that myself and a group of physicians that also left Johns Hopkins, including the Johns Hopkins burn director, to go and say, look, let's change the way regenerative medicine works. Let's change the type of products that actually exist. And let's get skin back onto burn patients as quickly as we can in an autologous, meaning from the patient for the patient, homologous setting, meaning skin for skin, bone for bone. We're not trying to trick or coax some other cell into becoming skin. It's a way that we process it that allows skin to propagate in a biologically sound manner to get it back onto those patients to fix that essential one issue. They need their skin. And so that was the opportunity that was given to us, and we ended up leaving and starting this biotech company.
Now, let me ask you this. Most people would think that going through med school and going through the grind of everything that follows through all the residency, that you wouldn't have time to breathe, but you had time to invent something and patent it. So that's sort of interesting in and of itself, Denver. What is it that you invented?
So I did a program called an MD-PhD program, medical doctor, and then a PhD in biochem cell molecular biology. I did it at Georgetown University, and I worked in the Intestinal Transplant Institute. So I did have a lot of time to sort of do research. And as I was doing research for intestinal transplantation, I was sort of told by one of my mentors, don't describe things that can happen in systems, but describe what actually does. And I began to sort of look at sort of historical data across medicine and began to realize that sort of the greatest discoveries that have sort of ever been made for medicine in general across humankind are the realization of reality. You look at antibiotics, we realize something. You look at the hypotheses and the factors that led Einstein to something like relativity. He discovered something that did exist, and he described it in a way that now sounded like it was a real discovery. But he basically stumbled across something like this. The same type of thing is true with regenerative medicine. And what led me to this is that I spent a lot of time on microscopes looking at the way that tissues sort of propagate, evolve, migrate, differentiate, and began to realize that tissues don't act in what we call singularities. Even though regenerative medicine has sort of been focused on that, they focused on this idea that a single stem cell will regenerate a tissue. a single growth factor or a single drug will regenerate a tissue, or a single type of sort of polymeric complex scaffold, nanospun, nanoparticle fiber, whatever you want to call it, 3D printed, will create new tissue. It doesn't work that way, and it never did in biology. So I began to sort of look at the way that the tissues worked and said, I think that if we actually use something that I've termed now aggregate theory, meaning an aggregate of cells that naturally sort of occur in your own tissue, and you begin to process them in a simple, different way, you can allow them to propagate and develop full thickness, hierarchically organized, functionally polarized tissues that grow things like skin, with all of the layers, epidermis, dermis, hypodermis, hair follicles, appendages, but also bone, cortical cancellous interfaces. If you look at things like cartilage or muscle or even hollow or solid organs, they all regenerate in this sort of similar manner where they utilize a stem cell niche that is supported by supportive cellular entities.
So you need like a neighborhood.
That's exactly right.
Biological entities.
Yep.
And you give them that, and you give them, you feed them whatever they need to eat.
Right. No, you're completely right.
Then they'll start growing. But right. Don't think you're going to take just one and hope it's going to.
Yep.
Yeah. And so that's kind of what you figured out.
That's exactly right. And that's sort of what our platform technologies have been based off, and the patents have sort of begun to sort of develop out, is that just like you said, it's a group of cells, it's a neighborhood, it's a village. It's also the interface that they have with the extracellular matrix, with the growth factors, with the other cell that's touching it, that begin to command the way that stem cells and progenitors turn over, differentiate, redirect themselves, and actually create tissue polarity, hence the name, the company, Polarity.
So what you're hoping to do then is to go get someone in a burn unit. They have some cells somewhere that have not been affected. You harvest those. I don't know how many you have to harvest.
Mm-hmm.
You got to harvest a group.
Yep.
And then you're going to grow skin, get it back onto that patient.
That's a great question. And that's actually been sort of the model from some of the other companies that have been out there. And frankly, it just hasn't been able to regenerate full thickness skin. So you're absolutely right. We do take some specimen from the patient itself, typically in small areas that no one ever really sees. But rather than culture it over a period of time, you actually send it to us in what looks almost like a box if you had received a Microsoft Surface or an iMac. You open it up. It's an all-inclusive box that allows a provider to collect or harvest that tissue.
Yep, put it in the slot.
Right.
Slot, slot,
exactly.
Slot.
And it's set up in a way that it's all-inclusive so that essentially it could be a provider who's in a procedural clinic in the operating room or even someone in the middle of a Nigerian jungle.
In the field.
Exactly. We want to make it easy. They send it to one of our Polarity TE manufacturing facilities, a variety of them nationwide, and we can actually process it, turn it around, and give it back to that patient and that provider within 24 to 48 hours, depending on what their time requirement is, and they would treat it just like they would a natural, normal skin graft, whether it's be split thickness or full thickness. We don't want people to change the way that they sort of treat or dress these types of things. We want to change the technology of the deployment vector and the mechanisms that we have sort of embodied in this platform to regenerate full thickness skin with all of its layers, with hair, so that it functions and looks just like the patient's own skin because it is the patient's own skin.
Own skin. So I'm taking – how small are the samples that I'm taking?
Yep. With all things in biology, everything's always variable. But what we like to say is, let's say someone has a 10% total body surface area, TBSA burn. We would say usually for a burn like that, you would take about 1 square centimeter of their own tissue itself. They would send it in this all-inclusive box system. We would process it and get it back to them, and they would deploy it very similar to sort of like cake icing through a syringe that looks almost like a paste.
You kind of lay it out.
That's exactly right.
And for people who aren't familiar with centimeters, it's sort of the width of the tip of your finger.
That's exactly right.
You know, it's just sort of like a square like that. You've got to get that much.
Yep.
And then you send them back a paste.
Yep.
And that paste can be laid over areas.
Yep.
And so the larger the burn, the more the paste.
Right, exactly.
It's totally one for one.
Yep.
And you do this in 24 to 48 hours?
Yep. We turn it around and give it to them within 24 to 48 hours. Most of that time's actually accounted for in the shipping side of it. You know, we can't make shipping groups move any faster. If we did have to be at a site or a forward operating center in case there was ever a military involvement, we could always turn it around even quicker than something like that using our ISO 5 hood systems. But we typically say 24 to 48 hours, depending on what the physician would require for timing.
where are you on the steps to approval? And I wouldn't even know what you're getting approved here. Is it a device, a drug, a treatment, a what?
No, absolutely. There are a variety of products that are out there. And as you're aware, you know, one end of the spectrum are things like therapeutics, then there are biologics, then there are devices. There's also a category called HCTP, human cell tissue product pathways. Groups like LifeCell Alloderm product that's out there, cadaveric dermis, also a group, Axygen, sort of these cadaveric nerve conduits. Mimetics makes an amnion product called EpiFix. EpiFix, or Mimetics, is actually founded by one of our board of directors who's on the Polarity board. We are utilizing autologous, meaning from the patient for the patient, homologous, meaning skin for skin, in a minimally manipulated manner that allows us to sort of comply with HCTP, human cell tissue product pathways, which allows us to get the product on patients very quickly without having to go through the three-phase trial that's typically seen in biologics, you know, class three devices or therapeutics. So we can turn this product around very quickly, get it to market probably within the next upcoming quarter one or quarter two of this upcoming year.
Like right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, if you were burned today, we could try to put this product on you today utilizing one of our FDA registration documents to get it on you so that we can treat your burn or your wound with your own tissue as quickly as you need it.
This is going to change treatment of burns.
I hope it does, and I hope it extends into a variety of other types of regenerative medicine markets and tissue substrates, because it's really a platform. But our goal is to completely change the way that burn patients are treated acutely and what their life and their outcome is like later on.
Denver, Dr. Love, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
I hope you come back and update us.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We come out to the Bay Area and visit you, or we'd be happy to have you come out to Salt Lake and see the facility. We'd love it.
Dr. Denver Lowe is the president and CEO of Polarity TE. More information is available at polarityte.com. That's Polarity and the letters T and E. PolarityTE.com. For TechNation Health, I'm Moira Gunn.
TechNation and its regular segment BiotechNation are produced at the studios of KQED-FM in San Francisco. Executive producer is Matt Gardner. The director of technical production is Monte Carlos. And audio engineers include Howard Gelman, Seal Mahler, and Larry Upton. Our theme music was composed by Ann Nachtrieb-Zesiger and Robert Powell, with title creation provided by NameLab Incorporated of San Francisco. Program information and internet audio is available on the web at technation.com. TechNation and BiotechNation are productions of TechNation Media. I'm Paul Landcor.